You're listening to WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. It's an exciting day here at WKAR as we get to announce that starting next week we'll welcome a new host to All Things Considered. Sophia Salaby comes to us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, where she spent the last couple of years as the producer of All Things Considered. With everything going on in the world due to the coronavirus pandemic, this is quite an interesting time to make the transition to becoming a host because Sophia joins us this afternoon from Atlanta, where she still lives and where she'll work for the time being. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Karel.
So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into public radio.
Well, I got into public media pretty much immediately into college. I volunteered at a community radio station in my college town, and then I started interning and working part-time at the NPR station there. Doing that really got me off campus and into my community, which to me is one of the biggest draws of working in this industry. Just getting to talk to people who have completely different backgrounds and life experiences than you. That continued here when I came here to Georgia, and I hope to keep doing that as the All Things Considered host for WKAR.
Sophia, tell us, what has been the most interesting part of making this transition to hosting in a state that you're not currently in?
Well, working remotely is completely new to me. When I was producing here in Georgia, I was in the office every day. So it's not only been a transition to reporting and working and writing stories about a state that you don't live in, but also kind of getting used to working here in my bedroom, here in my closet where I'm recording now. It's also been really interesting because Georgia and Michigan have some of the worst coronavirus numbers in the country, but they're handling the pandemic in completely different ways. Things are really starting to open up here in Georgia. People are moving around more. People are kind of reverting back to life as normal. In Michigan, things are still really locked down. There's a lot of restrictions in place. And the responses to both of these approaches have been completely different. So it's a transition in a lot of different ways. And for now, I'm mostly just staying at home to myself, just to kind of stay safe and get ready for my move up to Michigan.
You're listening to WKAR. I'm Karel Vega, speaking with Sophia Salaby, WKAR's new host of All Things Considered. The coronavirus pandemic has changed so much about how everyone is living their lives, but there's still a lot of other issues going on in Michigan. What are some stories that you're most interested in following here?
Obviously, this is a huge election year, Karel. This is the second general election I've gotten to cover, and a lot has changed in 4 years since I was working in Indiana in 2016. I'm excited to jump into working in a state that's shaping up to be pretty pivotal in November. And, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is going to continue to be a big story for Michiganders, so I'm interested to talk to people in the state about how their lives are changing and what this new normal is going to look like post-COVID-19, whenever that is.
And quickly before we go, what's the most memorable story you've worked on?
In my immediate memory, I did a feature a few months ago about this small town in South Georgia with a wild chicken population. The chickens have become so part of the town's identity. The mayor is building the world's largest topiary in the shape of a giant chicken with an Airbnb inside. I got to go down there, see the frame of this huge chicken that they're building, and kind of get to know why this town has this population of wild chickens. It's this wild story. And it was a great combination of all the things I love, great characters, facts you would have never known, and the sound of chickens. I ran around the entire town trying to get a little bit of clucks and feathers flapping, and I really enjoyed working on that story.
That sounds fantastic. And if you want to hear that story, we'll link to it on WKAR.org. Well, it's been my absolute pleasure serving Mid-Michigan these past years, bringing information and thoughtful conversation to this community that I care so much about. You'll still hear me on the air from time to time, but I have some new priorities here at WKAR. As the coronavirus pandemic continues to affect our lives, the mission at WKAR will be to continue to bring you trustworthy news and insightful stories to keep you informed with what's happening in our community and around the country. And as managing editor, I look forward to utilizing WKAR.org to expand on the news coverage you hear on the radio, as well as working with NPR and other national partners to bring local stories from the WKAR news team to a national audience. Sophia Salaby becomes the new host of All Things Considered here on WKAR next week. Look forward to hearing her weekday afternoons beginning at 4. Sophia, thanks for joining us. I'm very excited to have you on board.
Thank you again.
You're listening to WKAR.